Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning, and first thing, let's head over to City Hall.
And I do further solemnly swear.
And I do further solemnly swear.
That since the adoption of the present Constitution.
That since the adoption of the present Constitution.
I, being a citizen of this state.
I, being a citizen of this state.
Have not fought a duel with deadly weapons.
Have not fought a duel with deadly weapons.
Within this state nor out of it.
Within the state or out of it.
So you heard a little intro there with Rome Dickerson, the new Marion police officer, taking this constitutional oath of office. Rome, had you ever heard that about the dueling before?
No, sir.
It's pretty archaic, but the legislators have seen fit to leave that in the Constitution in order for just to have some nostalgia, I guess. So it's pretty interesting, huh?
Yes, sir.
So, again, this is Rome Dickerson, and he's going to give us a little bio on himself and tell us about who he is to introduce himself to Marion and Crittenden County. Rome Dickerson, it sounds like, that sounds like the name of a great sitcom or something. Rome Dickerson, policeman, you know. tell us about yourself, Rome. How old are you? Where'd you your educational background?
I'm 23 years old, and I went to Union County High School. And I still live in Union County. I'm from Morganfield.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, you plan on moving over this way?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you're a brand new hire. Now, do you you still will have to go to the academy, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how long is that?
I believe 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, so you'll have to go up there. What do you go in during the week and come home on the weekends?
I'm not quite sure just yet. I'll be going to Madisonville, Kentucky.
Oh, that's a lot closer than it used to be. Yeah, gosh, that's convenient for you. You can be over there in just 30 minutes or so, probably.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So tell us about, your life, I guess, growing up in Union County. What part of the county you live in?
Yes, sir. I live right on the outside of the city limits of Morganfield in a place called Whispering Meadows.
Yeah, okay. So did you play any sports or involved in any clubs or activities in school?
No, sir.
Oh, you're just a plain old student, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what made you decide you wanted to be a police officer?
I like the idea of helping folks and being out there doing good things.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get that sense of devotion to your fellow man?
My grandfather was a pastor, and I have family members that were in the Army and also law enforcement, and they were real big role models for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, your grandfather was a pastor of a church?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what denomination was it?
Baptist church.
Oh, yeah, that's what most of them around here are, right?
I believe so. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so you grew up in the Baptist church and still attend the Baptist church, I guess?
As much as I can.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about the incentive to become an officer, and when, at what point did you say, hey, that's a good idea? Did you read an advertisement in the paper, or did you just say, hey, I'm going to go down to Marion and apply for a job?
It's actually a confusing story. I had gotten offered a position, or offered to try a position for Morganfield, and some things didn't work out there and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they had filled the position before I could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to try out here because I like Marion as well. I have family that lives here in Marion.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So it's strong family connections to Marion? Won't ask you to divulge who they are.
Yeah, I was about to say, they don't live actually in Marion, yeah, but they live here in Crittenden County. Yeah. But I've come to Marion quite a lot.
Yeah,
in the recent past.
Spent a lot of time over here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. And so what, projection-wise, when will you be out on patrol? How long before? I assume you'll have some training period once you get out of the academy.
I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we'll check in with the police chief about all that stuff. Welcome to Marion, Kentucky, Rome.
Thank you, sir.
So now we're going to visit with Police Chief Bobby West, and he's going to fill us in on some more details about our new officer, Rome Dickerson. Bobby, he will go to the academy in a few weeks. Just kind of fill us in on what his life's going to be like over the next year.
It's going to be very fast-paced. They will He starts the academy around July the 13th. He'll do all kinds of instruction down there. It'd be defensive tactics, driving, firearms, law in general. So it'll be very fast-paced. He's set to graduate sometime in January of next year. And then after that point, he'll be out on the road. He'll be with in his own vehicle, but he'll be with us for a little bit, for approximately a 6-month probation. And then he'll probably be out on his own.
And that will put your police force at full staff now, right?
It will. We have that'll put us at 5 full-time as far as over at the police department and 1 over here at City Hall.
And security, that's the former chief, Ray O'Neill. And then who are all the officers now?
Right now we
have... And do they have some rank?
They do. Right now, the next one in line is Sergeant George Foster. After that, we have Officer Jerry Parker, and then Officer Corey Golightly, and then the fifth one would be Officer Roman Dickerson. Mm-hmm.
So, gosh, that's the first time you've been full force in quite a while, isn't it?
It is.
How long do you know about?
We have not been at full force for, I know, at least almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Since I took over, roughly a year and a half. I took over a year and a half as far as chief. It's been a little bit before that, so I'd say two and a half years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, give some of you guys a little more of a break every now and then.
Yeah, it's a much-needed break.
Yeah, take some regular vacations.
All right. Yes.
All right, thank you, Chief. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wright Temp Heating and Air Conditioning in Marion, Kentucky has been a staple in the community for the past 18 years under the ownership of Peter and Tracy Irish. Now with new owners, Ira and Chastity Hancock, we will continue to serve Crittenden and surrounding counties to meet all of their commercial and residential needs. We will continue to provide expertise and excellent service. We look forward to your business.
Well, some of the biggest news around the area going into the weekend is actually down in Murray, Kentucky, the Murray State Racers. You know, back when I was in college at Murray State, they called them the Thoroughbreds. Short, they called them the Breds. So it was the Murray State Baseball Breds. Now they've changed it or rebranded it, I guess, back to Racers just so that it matches the mascot of the other programs. Nonetheless, the Racers are going to the College World Series for the first time ever. Quite an honor, quite an accomplishment. The whole state is mighty proud of Murray, Kentucky. Of course, Louisville is going too. You know, obviously not quite as extravagant of an event for Louisville to go to the College World Series. They've been there before. The College World Series, it's different from the Baseball World Series in the major leagues, because in the College World Series, the top 8 teams in the country head out to Omaha to play. Now, they decide the top 8 teams through a much broader playoff system. You have regional tournaments and then super regionals, and then the teams that prevail in those events across the country wind up in Omaha for a double elimination tournament. It's two sets of brackets out there, two 14 brackets play for the national championship. So Murray State will open its play against UCLA at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Sounds like a formidable task, obviously, but, you know, the Racers have already won their regional down in Oxford, Mississippi, beating Ole Miss twice during that, and Georgia Tech as well. So they've also beaten Duke 2 out of 3 games in the Super Regional at Durham, which is Duke's home field there in North Carolina. So they've already proven they're up to the task. Some great players on there, and so many of them have connections to guys right here in Marion, Kentucky, and around West Kentucky For sure, their center fielder, really probably one of the biggest stars of the team, a home run hitter, guy's really come through in the clutch. John Hogart is from Madisonville, Crittenden County boys, who graduated a couple of 3 years ago, all played against him. There's a boy from Marshall County, Reese Oakley, who is a pitcher, and he played against, pitched against Crittenden County. I remember when I was coaching the baseball team, we lost 2-1 in the Preston Cope tournament down at Draffinville to Reese Oakley, and Tyler Boone was pitching for us. Just a great pitcher's duel. And then there's a couple other kids. Of course, Gunnar Bingham from over at Eddyville, Lyon County, grew up playing with a lot of boys around here on that youth Marion Bobcats team. He's on the team, and then a Shad Owen boy pitches for them. He's from Hopkinsville, but very Western Kentucky flavor on this Murray State baseball team. So if you get an opportunity to at least tune in, watch them on TV over the weekend. Double elimination tournament, as I said. So they'll play 1 o'clock Saturday against UCLA, and then after that, we'll see. They could end up playing Arkansas or LSU in the next game after that, which would be on Monday. So I'm fortunate to say that I'm heading out to Omaha to watch at least the first game. Well, Father's Day is this weekend. It's on Sunday, and you'll need to get out and find Dad something. Check out your early bird. A lot of great things in the early bird to consider for presenting your father on Father's Day. Fagan's has a lot of deals on furniture. Hodges has some great stuff, some discounts on fishing tackle and rods and reels. And so many other things, some pretty cool shoes too down at Hodges. You can see all those promotions in your Early Bird, which you can catch online at earlybirdky.com. In local obituaries, Robert C. Bradford, 93, of Salem, died Sunday, June 8th. His arrangements are under the directions of Boyd Funeral Directors. Karen Sue Tabor, 70, of Salem, passed away on Monday, June 9th. A graveside service will be today at 1 p.m. That will be at Old Salem Cemetery. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Well, if you're a numbers guy or gal, you can grab this week's Crittenden Press and get a healthy dose of some baseball figures. We have in the newspaper all of the fine details of the Rocket baseball team's stats from the spring season. Quinn Summers led the Rockets with a .447 batting average for the season. Pretty strong showing for junior Quinn Summers. He made the all-region team. You can see who had the most hits, the most RBIs, which I'll give you a little hint on the RBIs. It was a senior, Conyer boy, Chase Conyer, played first base. And you can get the defensive stats along with all of the pitching numbers. So just a lot of detail from the spring Rocket baseball season. That's in your Crittenden Press this week, so grab one. They're on newsstands now. Also, we'll take a look at the football season that's coming up, and Crittenden County will be in a new Class 2A district. You know, they've been in 2A, but it's been a four-team district. Now they will be in a six-team district, and those teams will include Caldwell County, Fort Campbell, Mayfield, Todd Central, and Trigg County, along with the Rockets. You can see all of the new alignment in a post there in the newspaper. It's not really a post in the newspaper. I guess that's a term I use now because of you post things online. Coming up in the area, Deer Lakes Golf Course is hosting a Flamingo Classic. That's for women. It's a two-lady golf tournament. That will be on June 19th. Then there will be a men's two-man scramble on June 21st and 22nd. You can call the pro shop down there at Salem and sign up for either one of those. That number is, of course, 270-988-4653. And that's going to wrap things up for this morning. Don't forget, Marion, Kentucky remains under a boil water order. They're hoping to lift that here in the next hours or certainly short order in days. But keep an eye on that. Stay tuned to the Crittenden Press online for all the updates. Have a good weekend.